Track 6, more news stories. Kennels fundraiser to help house stray dogs. A kennels in Teignbridge has launched a fundraising appeal to renovate its secure stray dog pens. Four Down Kennels in King's Kerswell has already raised half the money needed, but is hoping donations will help replace the turf and put on a roof. A GoFundMe appeal is looking to raise a further £600 to upgrade the pens where stray dogs meet their prospective new owners. Almost 10 years ago, the pens were upgraded from grass for artificial turf, but this has now worn out and split. Recent heavy winds and rain has caused the turf to lift so much that it is currently being weighed down by bricks. There is no roof cover over the pens, so they are open to the elements, which means it can be difficult in winter to hold meetings with stray dogs there. And the path to the pens is grass, which is waterlogged and slippery, and can become treacherous when walking with an excitable dog to the pens. Kennel bosses are hoping they can renovate the whole area to include replacing the artificial turf with a new covering, which should last for another 10 years. They also want to put a roof over the top of both pens to provide shelter. The existing muddy path will be replaced with concrete to allow safe and controlled access to the pens. A spokesman for the kennels said, "We have rehomed many thousands of dogs over the years, and every single dog that went through this process used the secure pens to be let off the lead so they could interact naturally with the potential new family. The cost of these essential repairs improvements will cost in the region of £4,700. We have already raised £600 through a charity dog walk, and we have a promise of free labour to fit the roof, and we will provide our own labour to lay the concrete path, but we are still a little short on the remaining funds to pay for the new AstroTurf and the actual concrete delivery. Can we please call upon the generosity of our followers and past patrons to help with the cost of these repairs and improvements, which will allow us to ensure the rehoming process we carry out is uninterrupted and is done in a safe and dry facility. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It is hoped the project can be completed by mid-March."
800 trees planted at Dartmoor Reserve. Volunteers have helped plant another 800 trees at a Dartmoor Nature Reserve. The planting at Wistman's Wood National Nature Reserve is part of efforts to extend one of the Southwest's last remaining fragments of temperate rainforest. This follows the planting of 450 saplings at the site in March 2025. The Duchy of Cornwall joined partner organisations, Natural England, More Trees and the Woodland Trust on site to support the continued restoration of this iconic woodland on Dartmoor as it works to gradually double its size. The planting took place within fenced exclusion plots designed to protect young saplings and encourage successful establishment. It forms part of a long-term programme to strengthen the woodland's resilience and enable its expansion. Saplings grown from locally gathered acorns and rowan seeds at Wistman's Wood have been raised by More Trees at its community tree nursery through a partnership with the Duchy of Cornwall. Wistman's Wood is an ancient oak woodland covering over 7 acres. It is designated as a National Nature Reserve, NNR, Site of Special Scientific Interest, SSSI, and Special Area of Conservation, SAC, in recognition of its ecological importance. Temperate rainforests are globally rare habitats, and only about 8% remain in Devon and Cornwall, making careful long-term management vital. Emma McGee, Head of Communities and Nature on Dartmoor, said expanding and strengthening a rare temperate rainforest isn't a one-off intervention. It requires steady, long-term effort. And Andrew Baker, Senior Reserves Manager from Natural England, said, "This strong partnership is driving woodland expansion around our temperate rainforests, rare, unique, and irreplaceable habitats. These woods represent our past culture and heritage and are our future defence against climate change. They help manage water flow from the uplands, reduce storm impacts, and protecting communities downstream. Jess Duffy, Woodland Officer from More Trees, says, "It is an honour to be able to support the restoration of this globally significant habitat."
Sheldon's Traffic Light Birthday Bash. A birthday party has been held in Sheldon to mark 2 years of the village's not-so-temporary traffic lights. Fed-up parish councillors organised the event, complete with anniversary cake with candles, as a tongue-in-cheek way of highlighting the disgraceful length of time that they have been in place. The two-way lights first went up in February 2024, following a landslip on the embankment between Ringmore Road and the A379. But 2 years on, the wall has still not been repaired, and its condition continues to deteriorate. A Freedom of Information request in November last year revealed that the Highways Authority, Devon County Council, had spent more than £43,000 on the set of lights to manage the wall collapse. A spokesman for the Parish Council said it was very much tongue-in-cheek celebration organised by Sheldon Parish Council with the help of our County Councillor, Heather Horner, to highlight the very long time it is taking to resolve the issue of the embankment collapse. Invitations were sent to the Director responsible for transport at Devon County Council, the Chief Executive of DCC and the Member for Highways to the party. However, none attended. Councillor Horner said she was disappointed at their non-attendance and said that she had been given assurances by Devon County Council late last year that the road would be repaired. She said this has since been followed with silence and nothing had actually been done to fix it. The Parish Council spokesman added, Sheldon Parish Council had hoped that those responsible at Devon County Council would take the opportunity to come to Sheldon and listen to councillors' concerns about the long delay in carrying out road repairs and the impact of the long-running temporary traffic lights on the environment and on local residents and businesses. We would, of course, very much like to be given a firm timetable for when the work to fix the embankment will finally be done and the lights removed. Parish Council Chairman Councillor Danielle Westlake said she understood that the cost of having the temporary traffic lights in place for 2 years had now risen to well over £50,000. She also pointed out that this amount of money would have gone a long way towards covering the cost of the repairs themselves. Devon County Councillors said previously that discussions with the landowner are continuing and for the meantime traffic management will remain in place.
Fencing on seawall while repair work continues. New fencing has been installed on Dawlish seawall while repairs to storm damage continues. Signage indicating the footpath was closed had been in place, but these had been ignored at times. Now fencing has been erected to prevent the path being used while essential repairs continue. A spokesman for the South West Rail Resilience Programme explained, "This is a reminder that the footpath between the end of the new seawall at Coast Guards and Buddy's Cafe at Red Rock is currently closed while we repair recent storm damage. We put up some new fencing to keep everyone safe while we work. So please don't attempt to access the path along the old seawall here. The repairs are set to take a number of weeks as we will need to work around the tides and any weather challenges."